Are you ready for some football? A Friday night party? Yes, sir, this is old Dan. And I'm here to get this whole thing started. Here comes the hits, the bangs, the blocks, and the spikes. Cause all my rowdy friends are getting psyched for Friday night. Take it away, boys. Let the football fly.
Welcome to District 3 Stadium. I'm Brown Simpson, and tonight we have the 7th Annual WRHI Football City USA Kickoff Classic, sponsored by Champion Services. We're at midfield right now for our annual coin toss, our first game tonight, South Point versus Palisades High School. And we've got referee Charles Grissom right now and Benny Etter from AirTech Heating and Air, who is sponsoring this first game. And we are going to have a coin toss right now by referee Charles Grissom.
All right. What's your call? It's going to be heads. It is a tail. South Point has won the toss. They've elected to receive. White will defend the scoreboard.
South Point has won the toss, and they will receive the football. Stay with us from District 3 Stadium. This is the 7th Annual WRHI Football City USA Kickoff. It's next, powered by Champion Services, here on the OTS Sports Network.
Oh, I definitely will recommend it.
That's how customers feel about the new Burns Tire and Quick Service Center.
The first time I came was just to get my oil changed, and I was able to pull right in, and it was maybe 20 minutes.
The all-new Burns Tire and Quick Service Center is open. Cherry Road at I-77 next to Burns Chevrolet. Hunters, planting season is here, and Nichols Store has all the seed and fertilizer you need.
And if you're looking to spray your clovers, we've got the Arrest and also the Slay, which are the herbicide that you need to spray on your clovers. We've got them all in stock right here at Nichols Store.
I-77, exit 73, Rock Hill.
Rock Hill Coca-Cola salutes the professional grillers and potluck pros. Whether you bake it, smoke it, stack it, or melt it, there's nothing more important than how you grill while serving an ice-cold Coca-Cola, Coke Zero Sugar, or Coke Light. When you serve your meals with a Coke, you know you've got a winner.
Did you know that many people still experience pain years after a car wreck? So if you or someone you know has been in an accident, let's talk and take action now. I'm Forrest Wilkerson with the law offices of Wilkerson, Jones, and Wilkerson. We're big enough to fight, but small enough to care. FCWlaw.com.
College doesn't have to be complicated. In fact, York Tech makes it easy. Need a certification to get that promotion? We got you. Interested in picking up where you left off? Start back up here. There's no better time than now. And with new programs being offered this fall at York Technical College, opportunity is everywhere. Apply today at yorktech.edu.
Relax this summer with a promotional rate on select travel purchases with your Founders Federal Credit Union credit card. Now through August 31st, get 6.99% APR for 6 months on qualifying purchases, including airfare, hotels, restaurants, and cruise lines. Don't let interest rates slow you down this summer. Visit foundersfcu.com/travel to learn more. On March 1st, 2025, the promotional APR reverts to the effective APRs previously disclosed. Call 800-845-1614 for details about credit costs and terms. Membership qualification required.
Season of college football. This is Chip Tucker. I'm joined by Coach Perry Sutton and Coach Weevil. Are set for kickoff at Football City USA here tonight.
Yes. We've been waiting to get to this point where we're back in football, back here on the football field once again. Everybody's excited. I know the youth started this week, and the high schools are hitting this week, so it is great to be here.
We are thrilled for this first effort that we're going to have here tonight. We've got the South Point Stallions taking on the Palisades with us. And we are just about set for action. Both teams are out on the field about to get going here. South Point Stallions again there. Red jerseys, white Palisades with us. White jerseys with red pants.
Wants to throw the ball, looking deep down. Here's Edwin Ellis at Nichols Store with some tips for hunters prepping for the upcoming season.
Get all your gear cleaned up. Make sure you've got the right chokes, the right shells for dove season. It's a great time to come in, get your scopes bore sighted.
Nichols Store, the outdoorsman's paradise. I-77, exit 73, Rock Hill.
I'm Dr. Alex with Burrow, Welchel, and Culp Orthodontics, and we know that braces are a big decision. Our doctors will always listen and offer honest advice because to us, you're not just a patient, you're family. Your first consult is free, so check out bwcortho.com.
Hey, y'all, I'm John Warden with Champion Services. We've had the pleasure of serving you all for over 40 years with roofing, siding, windows, or any types of remodeling you may need. During this recent storm, it's brought about a bad element. Be safe at what you select your contractors. Reach out to us at 329-7898.
This is Benny Etter of AirTech. Now is the time to clean and service your heating and air unit. For $99, we'll make sure it's running safely and efficiently all year long.
No matter what the weather call, AirTech Heating and Air.
327-7100.
Hi, this is Chuck Roberts. If you're looking for a high-quality, dependable used car or SUV, Ideal Imports West is the place for you. We provide financing with payments less than $300 per month. Ideal Imports West, Celanese Road, next to Matthews Construction, 366-2890.
Did you know that many people still experience pain years after a car wreck? So if you or someone you know has been in an accident, let's talk and take action now. I'm Forrest Wilkerson with the law offices of Wilkerson, Jones, and Wilkerson. We're big enough to fight, but small enough to care. FCWlaw.com.
Welcome back out to 3 Stadium. We are set for kickoff. Palisades will kick it down to the Stallions, who make the catch at the 10-yard line. We won't go with live kickoffs tonight, much like you've seen, Coach, in the NFL, the college game. Changes coming in that kicking game right here in a scrimmage. Certainly don't want to have people going full speed from 40 yards apart. So they'll start this drive, it looks like, from the 30-yard line. It'll be South Point coming out to have the first opportunity here this season. And it's changes at the quarterback position for the Stallions this year. It'll be all everything Jazavion Currents piloting this Stallions offense. They'll come out, four wide receivers, two to each side. Currents a threat with the ball in his hands at all times. Spread that defense out, give him a chance to run it around. He's going to throw it wide. Catch is made just behind the line of scrimmage, and a nice little gain up close to the 40-yard line before he's run out of bounds. It's Sean Young on the reception.
Yeah, that was number 10 for the Palisade Pumas, Devin Davis, that came up on the stop.
Pass between Sean Young for a gain of 9.
It'll be a 9-yard gain on the field, it looks like. They'll back it up to the 39-yard line. So second down and one upcoming. 8-minute quarters here, or we'll play halves. Current Stakes is going to throw it into the slot receiver. A little miscommunication there. The intended receiver was Dalen Duncan. Didn't get his head around in time. Looked like a pass could have been complete, but had a little opening there between the corner and the safety.
And with South Point, the quarterback who's projected to start was Cam McMillan. Had a little injury, and he is healing. So we're back with what we call Fat J.
And McMillan moving up from Fairfield Central to take over the reins. Handoff inside, a little spin move right at the 40, looking to bounce it outside. Has room, crosses the 50, 45, 40. Now bounces out of bounds, and it'll go down, and there's a flag thrown late on the play. Maybe a block in the back or a face mask coming in.
Yeah, we got two penalties on the play.
Carry was about to carry on Douglas. Talented junior, the first run attempt for the Stallions this year. Going to pick up 21 yards, and they'll have 15 added onto it with the face mask penalty. So quickly into scoring position, the Stallions marching right down the field. This is a Palisades team, Coach Perry, that didn't have a whole lot of success last year. They're only in their third year of football.
Yeah, they were 3-7 last year, and like you said, a young team still working their way. And I'm looking at South Point. South Point is in their 19th year. 20th year as a school, but 19th year playing varsity football. We still think of them as the baby team around here, but they've got some great whiskers now.
Same formation. Currents is going to look left side. Throws a little timing right out to the left. Catch is made at the 15-yard line and immediately slung out of bounds. Jordan Collins on the reception. That'll be a gain down to the 13-yard line.
Davin Davis is second on his second tackle. But that's not good when your cornerbacks are making tackles out of bounds on down the field.
Curran certainly looks comfortable in the pocket. He's going to whip another pass out. Got near side out to Hollis. Hollis is going to put his foot in the ground and scamper straight up the hash into the end zone, but a flag is down in the end zone.
And that flag came out very quickly, right when the ball was snapped.
Maybe some type of formation or 12 men on the field for the defense, not being able to get the substitutes off as they were trying to run in more of a goal line package. So the Stallions quickly punch it in. Less than a minute it takes them to get down the field and into the end zone.
Yeah, still looking. He's going over the top to the South Point side. So that usually means that that penalty is against the defense.
I believe he signaled illegal participation. So it will be an extra point attempt here for the Stallions. On to Cook, talented kicker, Lorenzo Cardelli. Be out of the hold of Jaden Barnett. Superior, what'd you like about that first possession there?
Well, they threw the ball and got the ball to the corners, and it gave Jadazion Currents a chance to settle down and put the ball. But you know what? He's been playing his whole life, but he's been playing varsity football for a while.
7-0 is our score. Stay with us for more of the 7th Annual Football City USA Kickoff, powered by Champion Services here on the OTS Sports Network.
Hi, this is your hometown dentist, Dr. Teague. Just like these two teams strive to be the best, we at Crystal Teague Dental strive to take the best care of our patients. We are now accepting new patients. Make your appointment today at crystalteaguedmd.com.
Here's John Warden of Champion Services.
What we try to do is specialize in each individual aspect. So if you need flooring done, I got specialists that do that. Painting, roof replacement, obviously, in this time of hail and wind and all the damages. Gutter systems, all that's under the different divisions and headings. So we're very diversified. We have the ability to do a lot of different things. Full remodels, kitchen, baths.
For quality and fair price, call Champion Services first. 803-329-7898.
Back out here at District 3 Stadium, Stallions quickly take the opening possession of the kickoff in Football City USA Classic and march it 70 yards downfield for a touchdown. The Stallions will be kicking it off. Caradelli gets his right foot into it. He'll send it over towards the 10-yard line where it's caught, and play will stop. We'll send it down to the sideline. Brown Simpson has an interested guest.
I surely do, Chet Tucker. I've got Chuck Roberts with us. Chuck, of course, is the host of the postgame show every Friday night on the OTS Sports Network, the End Zone. And he's been doing that how many years now?
This will be year number 13. Could you believe it?
Year number 13. That's hard to believe. And also, Chuck is the owner of Ideal Imports West, out on Selenace Road in Rock Hill.
That is exactly right. We'd love for you to come by and see us right next to Marshall Construction, Matthews Construction, I should say. And Brown, we specialize in small to mid-sized four-door sedans, small to mid-sized SUVs for you and your family.
Chuck, I know that you love high school football, you love high school sports. Why is it important for a business like yours to get involved with an event like this?
Well, the community is good to us, and we want to be good back to the community. And the best thing you can do is sponsor and help develop these young men as they are in school, but also in extracurricular activities, keeping them involved and being able to support them in all the activities that they do.
Well said, and we thank you for what you do every Friday night on the End Zone. Guys, back up to you.
Palisades will come out, three wide receivers in the formation, and a little bit of motion up front before even the first snap. Looks like that's going to be a procedure penalty against the Pumas. That'll back them up 5 yards.
And the preseason big man up front for the South Point Stallions, Miles, was off the ball so fast that they didn't have a chance to even figure out what was going on. That's Miles Wilson.
Pumas quarterback Addison Rowland, Jr., comes in. They'll have a tight end in the formation, one running back beside him in the backfield. On a slow snap, throw it out quickly to the right side, and it's going to be a gain of about 4 yards over there, caught by number 14, Tristan Frazier. Nice job by the Stallions to close that down pretty quickly.
And that was number 4, R.J. Bluford, that came up and made the tackle with an assist from number 32, Zaheem Love, quickly on the ball.
So to bring up second down at about 11 yards. Pumas moving from right to left down down Cherry Road, back towards Winthrop University. Roland's going to look to throw, sets up a screen pass. They've got a connection there. Nice little maneuver there, but Stallions do a nice job tracking it down, limiting to a gain of about 8 yards. Coming off the edge there for the Stallions, Seth Tillman getting his big arms up there, making that throw difficult, but Roland able to connect with the running back there.
And on the tackle was R.J. Buford. Again, that's his second one. And that was a beautifully set up screen. It's just Buford came up really quick and shut it down for a short gain.
A third down and a long 2 yards here. Roland's going to roll to his right with the snap, shadowed by about three Stallions. They get a hand to him. They're going to bring him down. They'll blow that whistle quick with these quarterbacks involved, but it's going to be a loss of about 3 yards all the way back to the 35-yard line. I'll bring up a fourth down for the Pumas.
And that was C.J. Wary that hit him first, and then number 40 came in there and got a little bit, and we don't have him listed on the roster, but both of them came up and did a great job.
Looks like Roland will stay in the game and be the punter. Anytime you've got the quarterback as the punter, there's always the threat of the fake, but I think it might be a little bit early in the season to reach that deep into the bag of tricks.
Well, I think he was also the kickoff man, too, so he must be all of everything for them.
So Roland only about 11 yards deep. They get a left-footed kick end over end. Be fair called at the 25, and that's where the Stallions will begin their second possession. We're thrilled to be out here for the 7th annual kickoff in Football City, USA, powered by Champion Services. We've got the 7-time state champion South Point Stallions versus the Palisades Pumas of Charlotte. It's presented by AirTech Heating and Air. Puma coach Jonathan Sims and Stallions coach Bobby Collins. The first appearance by Palisades here in the kickoff. Remember, we've got some excellent contests following this one. Up next will be the Northwestern Trojans taking on Perennial Power Dutch Fork, two of the top four or five teams in 5A ball. Currents comes out throwing it again. He'll complete the pass out to the near side, giving a little bit of ground before turning it upfield for the Stallions as Caden Vessel makes the catch. He'll pick up 3 or 4 yards. Out to the 34-yard line. The Stallions wasted no time, Coach. They're right back on top of the ball.
Yes, number 11, Caleb Williams, came in and made the tackle for the Pumas.
Ball on the near hash to us. Current's going to look to throw. Kind of directs traffic out there and lobs a dangerous pass over towards the sideline. Safety there lying in wait was K.J. Bynes. Read that one nicely and just made Current throw that away.
Yeah, that was just great defense from K.J. Bynes and number 11, which is Caleb Turner. They were just sitting in the right spot and did not bite on him getting off the ball.
Currents will clap his hands, and they get free 5 yards. First time they've gone with any type of delayed count there, and Palisades jumps into the neutral zone, itching to get after him. Feel like a little pressure there with a third down long coming up. Chance to get to Currents and get a sack, get the ball back for your offense there, Coach. Just a little bit too eager.
Yeah, and, you know, getting another year, you're going to have that. The kids are playing in front of the this hometown or crowd, and so the jitters are going. So you're going to have these kind of things.
So now third down and 3 here for the Stallions. They'll send the running back in motion out of the backfield. Now he'll think better of it and run back into position. Play clock under 10. Currents resets the play. Twin receivers to each side. Currents takes the snap, going to throw it across the middle. Pass is complete at the 40-yard line, out to the 45. First down, Stallions. I believe that was Sean Young with his second reception of the night.
Let me tell you, the pass was just incredible because he threaded the needle between two defenders and got that ball right in there. Great pass.
First down and 10. Now Stallions 4 minutes on the clock. South Point up 7-0. Scored a touchdown and just a handful of plays. Now we've got whistles pre-snap. Flag on the play. Be offsides once again. That's another pre-snap penalty against the Pumas. Just lined up in the neutral zone there, and that's one of those ones in the NFL and in college. You got the opportunity to get back out of the neutral zone before the snap. In college, once you enter that, even if it's when you initially set up, it is a penalty, and it's 5 yards.
Yeah, and this looks like a third-year team versus a 19-year team.
I have a little H-back in the formation here. Currents takes a snap, going to look to throw. Max Protect there, got a man streaking down the sideline, wide open.
Oh.
Cannot make the grab. All Currents had to do was put it out there and let him walk up under it and just let him a little bit too far out of bounds.
Yeah, that was a sure touchdown. I think it was just a little bit too open for that.
Well, that was the 7th or 8th pass attempt there for Currents, and every one of them had been within about 6 yards of the line of scrimmage. Little double move there out on the edge, had the receiver streaking wide open. It was Daylon Duncan, and he's going to take a seat down behind the end zone. Flag on the play at the snap as they whip it out to the left side. Be out of bounds after a gain of about four. Be third and short, but there is a flag down as Duncan was unable to get off the field. He was on the sideline, but on the Palisades sideline in the end zone.
Yeah, so they're getting them from illegal participation because it would count as 12 people on
the
field.
They pointed at the Pumas on that one. I don't know if they had 12 men on the field there. It was another maybe illegal substitution.
Well,
not sure.
That one then.
But that will be a five-yard penalty, and it'll give the Stallions a first down. So they'll start up first and 10 from the 39-yard line. Pumas, they want to keep this thing tight. They're going to have to bow the neck here a little bit and find a way to get the Stallions off the field. It's probably four down territory here for South Point, so it gets a little bit harder. Kearns takes the snap, going to look to throw. Gets it out quick, but throws high of his intended receiver, looking for Kamen Finch on the near side. The incomplete, second down and 10.
And number 21 again, K.J. Burns, or Bynes, was in the area trying to take care of this problem. You know, South Point's coming off of a year of they were 8-4, which by any other counts would be a great year. They don't think they had a great year because of that schedule.
Hand off right side, looking to bounce it out, getting a good block out on the edge, trying to use that speed, gets around the corner, 30, 25 before he's pulled out of bounds. They'll say he stepped out at about the 26, but it'll be enough for a first down. Good carry on the play. Once again, that was Takarian Douglas showing some speed and some shiftiness.
And Caleb Taylor came up and made the tackle. All the tackles are being made outside by the corners.
Trip receivers to the left side. They'll throw it out. It's the running back out there. Douglas makes the reception. Now looking to find a little bit of space. Runs right up the hash. He'll be close to the 20-yard line. It'll be a gain of about six. Stallions just methodically moving the ball down the field. Feeling pretty good about the way this offense is clicking. And Palisades is going to take a timeout. We will do it with them. You're listening to High School Football on the OTS Sports Network.
Now's the time for hunters to get their feeders and deer stands out. And if you need help, Nichols Store will do it for you.
You can't get your stand put up, we'll communicate, we'll get it right where you want it, and we'll rub a little extra luck on it for you.
Nichols Store, I-77, exit 73, Rock Hill.
Hey, y'all, I'm John Warden with Champion Services. We've had the pleasure of serving you all for over 40 years with roofing, siding, windows, or any types of remodeling you may need. During this recent storm, it's brought about a bad element. Be safe at what you select your contractors. Reach out to us at 329-7898.
District 3 Stadium is the spot right now. We have South Point Stallions taking on the Palisade Pumas. Palisade's first ever appearance here in the Football City kickoff. It's the seventh one of these we've put on. It's a great success, great fanfare, exciting action, way to kick off the football season here in Rock Hill. Kearns takes a snap, going to hand off inside. Big hole and a nice move, but a great tackle there by the safety. The last man with a shot at him, able to get his ankle and bring him down.
And that was Elijah Bachelier that came up and made the tackle.
Stallions quickly on top of the ball. That handed off in. May have gone too quickly there. Don't know that everybody got set. Certainly the pace that the Stallions operate is really, really bothering Palisades.
Yeah, Palisades is trying to get players on to substitute, and they're not able to do it. They get part way out there and have to turn around.
I mean, that's one of the things with running this type of offense at the pace that they do. It really limits the amount of substitutions that the team is able to make. That's one reason. You know, you get the team out there. It might not be the best play called for that initially, but you go on and run it. You know the defense that's out on the field, the personnel, everything that's happening, and you can then call your plays after that to be able to attack that team. And right now Palisades is trying to get men on and off pretty quickly, and it's just not doing it quick enough. So it'll be first and 10 now for the Stallions from the 14-yard line. Excuse me, from the 12-yard line.
Mm-hmm.
Two minutes, 30 seconds to go here in the opening quarter. Kearns is going to hand this one off inside, cutting out to the left side, but a nice tackle is going to be made. Going to hold it to no gain. Nice job by that defensive lineman to scrape off that block and eat that play up.
And that was number 35, Cole Frederick. And you're right, he did a great job of just sealing that hole, and the gain was none, maybe a half of a quarter of a yard.
So second down and a long 9 yards upcoming here. Clock moves under 2 minutes. Ball on the far hash. South Point headed towards that end zone opposite Constitution Avenue or Boulevard, where all the new construction is going up. Currents takes a snap, going to look to throw it. Crossing a route, a little high of his intended receiver. That time he was looking for Kamen Finch. Those two unable to get on the same page. That's the second time he's overthrown him, but it'll bring up third down and long here inside the 15-yard line.
And to his defense, number 15, DeMario Wilson, was right on the offensive player, so he had to make a pinpoint throw, and I think he just tried to keep it up higher than him.
I think we got Brown Simpson down on the sideline with another potential guest. We'll get down to him just as soon as South Point's able to make a decision here on this third down play.
You know, both of these are 4A teams. One's South Carolina, one's from North Carolina.
South Point, Currents takes a snap, going to look to throw. A little fade pattern to the right side. Pass is complete in the back of the end zone. Touchdown, South Point Stallions. Daylon Duncan with the reception.
They were looking for that earlier, and it just happened to open itself up. That was who he missed on the long pass. Over to him, I guess he said, Daylon, I'll take care of you later on.
It'll be Caradelli or Cardarelli coming on for the extra point. Brown, who you got there on the sideline?
Chad, I've got somebody you know well. I've got Will Robbins with the YMCA of Upper Palmetto. And Will, y'all just finished up a busy summer and getting ready for fall activities. And tell everybody a little bit about what's going on at the Y right now.
Well, Brown, thanks for having me at the Y right now. We got Gray Y football, which is kind of like a farm system to high school football. We're the double A affiliate for these kids. They come through our program when they're 11 and 12 year olds, 6th and 7th graders. And we have the only tackle football league throughout the state for YMCA. So they come and play here at the Y. It's called Gray Y for 11, 12-year-olds. We also have indoor soccer going on in the fall for 4 to 7-year-olds. And we always have a slot or two available in our after-school programs for the kids as well, for something to do after school until their parents get off work.
YMCA in this area have been around for a long time and been influential to a lot of people. Chet, back up you, Will. Thanks for all the Y does.
Hey, thanks, Brown, and thanks to everybody for having us.
Chet, back to you.
South Point will handle the kickoff. Cardarelli's extra point was good. It's 14-0 Stallions with a minute 38 to go here in this opening quarter of action. Both teams playing two quarters. Cardarelli's kick will be all the way down to the 3-yard line. They'll have to jump on it. You can't just let it go. It did not go into the end zone. Stallions going to push it into the end zone, and they're going to fall on it for a touchdown. Touchdown, Stallions just did not know what was going on. You can't allow that ball to bounce over your head. It did not go into the end zone, Coach. So there's going to be some discrepancy here as to how this plays out here in a Jamboree-type contest. So we'll get the adjudication of that, but as it stands right now, it's a touchdown for the Stallions. We'll send it to a break while we figure that out. You're listening to High School Football on the OTS Sports Network.
This is Benny Etter. No matter how you sing it, we love that you're singing our jingle.
No matter what the weather,
Air Tech makes it better.
No matter what the weather,
call Air Tech Heating and Air.
803-327-7100.
Nothing brings a community together like football. Cheering on the team. You'll find that same community spirit at Toyota of Rock Hill. Our team works hard to give you a championship experience every time you visit. ToyotaRockHill.com, located minutes from uptown at exit 79.
Did you know that many people still experience pain years after a car wreck? So if you or someone you know has been in an accident, let's talk and take action now. I'm Forrest Wilkerson with the law offices of Wilkerson, Jones, and Wilkerson. We're big enough to fight, but small enough to care. FCWlaw.com.
Coach, after a little bit of clarification there, it will be Palisades ball at the 30-yard line. The signal for a fair catch was given, and even though it was not caught and did not go into the end zone or out of bounds, they're going to give them the benefit of the doubt here in this atmosphere. I'm sure they're going to figure that out. And if you're going to have an error like that, now is the time to do it when it doesn't cost your team 7 points. But Palisades will take the snap and a handoff inside. Nothing doing. Immediately swallowed up in the backfield. whole host of stallions there. Going to be a loss of about five, depending on where they mark his forward progress. But he didn't move forward, Coach.
Yeah, that was number 90 that got there first, and that's Zay Joseph. And then he brought a host of defenders with him. Going back to that play, I think the young man, he signaled for a fair catch, but then he kind of just threw his arms out. So it wasn't the greatest signal, but they went with it. It was a fair catch and gave him back the ball. In a real game, you might not want to do that.
Yeah, next week you do that, it's going to be a touchdown for the Stallions. Snap back. Rowland going to look to throw. Got pressure from behind. He's going to be hit and thrown down. Loss of about 5 or 6 yards coming off that back edge. I believe that was Akil Brown getting home.
And Akil is going to do what he was doing last year. He's another year bigger, stronger, faster. And, I mean, he came off that end and looked like Razorback coming around there.
And that's one of those plays there when you're practicing a lot of times preseason. The quarterbacks are going to have on a different color jersey. Means you can't touch them, don't hit them. I think Roland may have got a little bit used to that and was a little complacent in the pocket there. Didn't expect that pursuit to come as quickly from the backside, and he took a little lick. So it's third down and 17 yards here for Palisades. They're going to look to throw it. Roland winds up and throws. He's hit. His arm is stripped. They're going to call it an incomplete pass. Nonetheless, though, it will be a three and out once again for the Pumas, and they're going to have to punt it away to the Stallions.
Yeah, that was the Tamarian Williams that came around the right end and put that pressure on the South Point. One play, you got the left end is coming around. Next play, you got the right end coming around. So doing a really good job.
Be sure to listen in next Wednesday at 7 p.m. for the Red Zone live on Interstate 107. And for the first time ever on CN2, we'll be talking to the coaches and discussing next week's games and the entire 2024 season. And if you miss any of your favorite 2024 high school football games, you can hear a complete rebroadcast online in the OTS Sports Media Vault, available Saturday mornings at WRHI.com. Roland's punt is fielded right about midfield. That's where the Stallions will take over. Only 3.8 seconds remaining here in this opening quarter. Stallions doing what they want. Coach, got a 14-0 lead.
Yeah, they're posing their will on the team. And, you know, the coach for the Pumas has really got to make some adjustments. But like we say, they're a young team. They're still learning in the third year. If you remember, this team came out of Olympic High School in Charlotte, so they're still getting their stuff, their legs under them. So good things could be coming. This is a learning experience for them to try to get your program up to where South Point is.
Recognize a couple of our sponsors, Rock Hill Coca-Cola Broadcast Center, supporting Rock Hill area sports for over 115 years, and your home for Coke, sugar-free. And Founders Federal Credit Union, kick for cash coming up at halftime. Register today for the opportunity to kick a field goal and possibly win $1,000 in cash. South Point ball at the Pumas 49-yard line. They'll hand it off inside, little read option play, and nothing doing, and be slung down for a loss of a couple. Quickly in on that tackle, I believe that was Kendrick Davis, the linebacker, senior, comes in, and that'll do it for the first quarter of action. Stay with us for more of the 7th Annual Football City USA Kickoff, powered by Champion Services here on the OTS Sports Network.
At Palmetto Women's Center, we greet every expecting mom with comfort. Our friendly team is here to offer services like ultrasounds and pregnancy tests, plus free infant supplies like diapers and wipes to help new moms through baby's first year. PalmettoWomenCenter.com.
College doesn't have to be complicated. In fact, York Tech makes it easy. Need a certification to get that promotion? We got you. Interested in picking up where you left off? Start back up here. There's no better time than now. And with new programs being offered this fall at York Technical College, opportunity is everywhere. Apply today at yorktech.edu.
Start of the second quarter here at District 3. Chet Tucker joined by Coach Perry Sutton. South Point Stallions all to a great start for the 2024 high school football season. They get the first bit of action here in the 80th season of high school football on the OTS Sports Network. Coach, what did you like there in that first quarter?
Man, I really like what South Point was doing. They came out and did not try to go with the deep ball. They only threw one deep ball. They spread the offense out, spread the field out, and was taking advantage of that. Matter of fact, I've only seen two runs up the middle. They really didn't get anything out of that. But they were powerful on the corners and setting the edge. Palisades, they're young, and you can tell they got a few bright spots, especially coming up making tackles. They really hadn't got nothing going offense, and they're still trying to work and get themselves straightened out on that.
And during that play, there was a personal foul penalty call, and I believe it's going to be against Palisades. Now, we're here in the visitor's booth today, opposite side of the stadium from where we typically are when we broadcast from District 3, but the referees are still giving all their signals towards the home press box, so we don't get quite as good a view of those, but they're going to march it in the direction that South Point is heading here in the quarter. It was a great stop on a first down. Actually, now they're going to turn it around and go the opposite way.
Yeah, that referee's getting a little bit of exercise right now.
So it looks like the penalty may have been against the Stallions. We'll let him get the ball spotted, then tell you what it's going to look like. But it looks like it's going to be a second down and 25 with a dead ball personal foul enforced against the Stallions.
And, you know, for South Point's coach, you want to try to get all these bugs out of the way, too. You know, they've been a pretty penalized team. And you want to get rid of that. You want to get rid of that stigma. You want to get rid of where you're starting to take care of those problems. And so far, they've been good. They hadn't had any penalties till just now.
Man, the Palisades has been the team that's been on the wrong end of a bunch of those flags. And a lot of those are kind of, you know, pre-snap things or jumping into the neutral zone. It's not holding calls. It's not late hits, that kind of thing. It's just those things that for the last month you've been drilling with your team, saying, hey, in a game environment, you got to focus on these things. And now they're in the game environment, and it's starting to hold true. So second down and 25 here for the Stallions. They'll get going. Little dump pass out for a short gain. Going to pick up about 5 yards. Pass complete on the near side here to Sean Young. But it's going to set up third down and very long here for the Stallions, about 20 yards.
And, you know, we hadn't talked much about South Point's offensive line, but Jazazion Currents, or Fat Jay, has not had any pressure on him. He's standing back there all day going through his reads and finding the last open man.
Offensive line certainly looks to be one of the strengths for the Stallions this year. They got him all day right now. He's shifting around in the pocket, going to look to throw it. Now showing some of that escapability, but the referees blow it dead as the pressure was coming in on him. But Currents is pointing, saying, boy, I was going to be on the move if you don't blow that whistle, as he made the first man miss and had the whole far side of the field wide open to him.
Well, I'm wondering if he stepped out of bounds, because all he did was the guy touched him. Now, the other quarterback got drilled, so I don't know if that's a difference, but maybe he just stepped out of bounds because he was right there at the sideline.
South Point coming on to punt. We'll send it over to Brown Simpson on the sideline with another one of our sponsors.
All right, Perry Sutton, he did. The quarterback did step out of bounds for South Point in that previous play. To clarify that, I saw it from my viewpoint here. We've got with us right now Zach Nicholson. He's the marketing manager for Burrow, Welchel, and Culp Orthodontics here in Rock Hill, and they also have a location in Fort Mill. Also, too, correct me if I'm wrong, Zach.
That's true. We have one in Fort Mill. We also have one in TKK as well. Relatively new, but, you know, building them up and loving the new community.
Well, certainly we are appreciative of Burrow, Welchel, and Culp being a sponsor of this. Why is it important to you guys to be a part of an event like this?
Oh, it's all, you know, giving back and also being a part of the community. It's one thing to, you know, obviously provide, you know, award-winning treatment and whatnot, but it's really another thing to be able to connect with the community themselves, see them in person, connect, share a smile, and that's what it's all about.
Well, we certainly can't say thank you enough for you guys being a part of this event, and we couldn't do it without you, and we appreciate it. Best of luck with your business and all you do here in the community.
Thank you very much. We love being out here with you guys. You guys are great.
Chet, back up to you and Perry.
Appreciate that, Brown. Thank you for sharing that with us from Burrow, Welchel, and Culp Orthodontics. It was a good punt by Cartarelli. He'd pinned the Pumas down at about the 25-yard line. They'll start their third possession. They're unable to get anything going offensively, but the defense came up, got a stop all of the Stallions, forced a three and out, aided by a 15-yard penalty. Going to throw it out behind the line of scrimmage. They're going to rule it as a fumble. I disagree with that one a little bit. I think that would have been a forward pass. South Point runs it into the end zone, and it is a touchdown. That was, R.J. Buford picked it up. Nobody seemed to react to it. They never blew it dead. R.J. Buford stayed with it and ran the ball down into the end zone, and the referees rule it a touchdown. We got two white hats out on the field. Now they're going to come back together and call it an incomplete pass. The second defensive touchdown pulled off the board for the Stallions, but I think that one's the right call there.
I don't know. I'm going to go by Brown Simpson and use my eyesight from up here to make he's no good. And I thought he was throwing it behind him. And then the receiver just sit there and looked at the ball. Buford jumped on it.
Guys, if I can jump in and tell you, it was right across from me. It was close. Close to being a backwards pass. They ruled it a forward pass incomplete, but it was close.
Just from our perspective here, what makes me think that it was an incomplete pass is you've got the receiver running downfield. The pass is thrown in front of him. He reaches back to his inside towards the line of scrimmage to try to make the catch. Couldn't haul it in with one hand. And you know, the referees are standing right there on it, supposedly looking right down that line. And it's the preseason for them as well. They're trying to get everything worked out, work on how they're going to communicate with one another throughout a game. So great opportunity for them to kind of feel things out as well.
Yeah, and we have a good many of new young referees. And so you're right, this is an opportunity for them to get that straightened out.
And if at any point during this season when you're watching high school football, either listening to it and you hear something that you disagree with, some call made by the officials, you've got the opportunity to get online, look at the South Carolina High School League, find out how you can get the training, become officials. It is a thankless job in most cases, boy, but they make such a big difference, and we need all the good ones that we can get. So don't throw stones from a glass house. Hand off left side, Stallion say, nothing doing. No gain on the play. It'll be third down and 10.
Yeah, and that was number 26 that came up. He's wearing one of those famous jerseys. Daquan Evans came up, made that tackle for the South Point Stallions. And I'm going to tell you something. Stallions are playing team defense. They're attacking the ball, and I mean it's three or four or five of them out there at a time, and the rest of them are on their way. That's how you win. That's how you go back to the system of winning the state championships that they have won, is attacking the ball in a group mentality.
Third down and 10, ball on the far hash. 6 minutes, 17 seconds to go here in the opening half of football. Send the running back to the left side of Roland. Roland surveys that defense, takes a snap, big pressure off the left side. He's going to carry it himself, trying to get to the edge, going to be shoved out of bounds. Short of the first down, going to gain about 5 yards. Actually, they'll say it's about 3 yards before they blew the whistle, basically treating the quarterback like he's sliding when he's out there. Don't want to get them hit. So it'll be fourth down and 7. Puma still yet to get a first down. That South Point Stallion defense feasting, Coach.
And that was number 33, Bryson Bubba again, that's still doing the stuff that he did last year. He's gotten bigger, stronger, and faster. He's had a great summer, and he's getting ready to show that he is going to be one of the best linebackers out there.
Again, 80th season of high school sports here on OTS Sports Network. South Carolina's home for high school sports. Clock moves 5:20 to go here. First half, Roland's punt's a high one, but short. It's going to be fielded on the Puma side of the field, and kicks weren't live. I believe that Daylon Duncan would have been into the end zone with a touchdown. Stay with us for more of the 7th Annual Football City USA Kickoff, powered by Champion Services here on the OTS Sports Network.
On Saturdays in the fall, everyone loves the undersized quarterback with an oversized heart, the walk-on who makes history, and the unpretentious beer that has won more awards than any other American lager. It's Pabst Blue Ribbon for a reason. Just ask the judges at the Great American Beer Festival and tailgaters everywhere. So grab one for game day and earn your ribbon. Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Must be 21 to purchase. Please tailgate responsibly.
Available at McHale's on Main and the Roasting Company in downtown Rock Hill, in York at Wingbones, and distributed everywhere by Comer Distributing.
Here's John Warden of Champion Services.
What we try to do is specialize in each individual aspect. So if you need flooring done, I got specialists that do that. Painting, roof replacement, obviously, in this time of hail and wind and all the damages. Gutter systems, all that's under the different divisions and headings. So we're very diversified. We have the ability to do a lot of different things. Full remodels, kitchen, baths.
For quality and fair price, call Champion Services first. 803-329-7898.
Handoff on the right side loses a couple of yards for the Trojans, or excuse me, for the Stallions. It'll be a second down and about 13 yards here. Kearns takes the snap, going to look to throw it. Got a man right in front of him. He'll break outside the pocket, get out of bounds. Referees, again, quick with the whistle despite Kearns' ability on the edge. But he'll pick up. Actually, they're going to say he lost a yard or two before he went out of bounds. Going to send it back down to Brown Simpson on the sideline with some thoughts on these officials.
Well, I think it's important, Chet. You hit a great note, and so did Coach Perry. But I've got Matt Hires with us, our own Matt Hires, who is on the executive committee for the South Carolina High School League. Matt, we talk about high school officials, whether it's football, softball, baseball, wrestling. How important it is, how easy it is for people to get involved with that?
It's super easy, and the South Carolina High School League needs your help. Head on over to schsl.org, click Become an Official, and you can find out all the ins and outs about what it's going to take, all the testing, all the rules, the commitment that it's going to take. But if you think about high school athletics, they would be non-existent if we did not have these folks willing to be officials.
Well said, my friend. Back up, you guys.
Pass complete on that long third down. Going to cut it by more than half. Going to make it a fourth down and about six. And Palisades is going to burn a timeout here to talk about it. That was a pass over the middle. A nice little slant pattern there, Coach. Able to eat into that kind of third and 15 yards or so and pick up about 10 to make it this manageable.
Yeah, great catch by Kamen Fitz to move that ball down the field. And, you know, Matt Harris made a great point about officials. You know, sometimes we as fans kind of get on officials a little bit too much, but we need those officials to make this thing run smoothly.
But Palisades burned a timeout here with South Point appearing to be going for it. 3 minutes, 29 seconds to go here in the opening half. We will have a running clock here the next two quarters. Got to get these games in as quickly as we can. Again, we got two more games following this one. The second game will be five-time state champion Northwestern preseason, ranked number 4 in 5A versus eight-time state champs. The Dutch Fork Silver Foxes, ranked number 1 in 5A. So it's going to be a heck of a game. And then following that, five-time state champion Rock Hill Bearcats take on the Hunter Huskies out of Gastonia.
I talked to some coaches from Dutch Fork today. They was on their way up here. And they're a little salty because there was a preseason poll that came out and had them number 5. They saw the rankings, the official rankings that come out number 1, but they're a little salty that they were ranked down that low. So they want to come up here and exact some knowledge on everybody and show everybody who they are.
Fourth down and officially 6 yards here for the Stallions. Currents with an empty backfield. Has a little H-back in there in front for a little max protection. Two wide receivers split to each side, and we've got whistles pre-snap.
Knees. That's like the fourth one that they've sent off. And when we say knees, it's the players' pants, football pants, have to cover their knees. And he's like the fourth one and that's on both teams that they've sent off, that they can see their knees.
And it's tough for the guys in high school because they look at the football that they see on TV. And in college and NFL, you can essentially be out there in your girdle and not have anything covering your knees. Same in college as well. But in high school, they enforce the rules the way that they are meant to. South Point tries to get him to jump. There's no movement, but the offensive line responds, even though they don't. And the Palisade Puma sideline, I think, may have just bought 5 yards here. And I think that's the right call. You can't be in your position, stand up, and point at somebody. Right. That's the illegal motion.
That is correct. I think they're trying to discuss which way they're going to go on that one. Either way, somebody's going to be unhappy.
Referee's discussing it, and we'll get the signal across. We are going to get a little procedure penalty against the Stallions, so that'll back them up 5, make it a little bit longer here, make it about 4th and maybe a little bit longer than 10 yards to go. Ball spotted back out past the 48-yard line of Palisades. They've got to make it just inside the 38-yard line for a first down.
And that goes back to what you were saying. In college or NFL, you could do that. High school, he moved. I mean, he came out of his position, and you have to call it.
So fourth down and 10 here for the Stallions. Currents takes a snap, looking to throw.
You knew Robert died, didn't you?
Yep, I did.
We got a flag thrown in the middle as Currents just throws it away in the direction of a holding penalty from the back judge, kind of right inside. It looks like he is going to signal holding. I imagine that Palisades will decline that, and they'll get their best field position of the night, picking up the ball on the turnover on downs at about the 42-yard line.
Yeah, ref usually try to throw the flag in the direction of the offense that was just being created, but that time it hit the offensive lineman in the leg, so he knew he'd done wrong.
A reminder that all our games are heard live online. Download your free app and select the game you want to hear every week. Check out WRHI.com for a complete broadcast schedule.
Hey, y'all, so I'm John Wooden with Champion Services. We've had the pleasure of serving.
Hi, this is your hometown dentist, Dr. Teague. Just like these two teams strive to be the best, we at Crystal Teague Dental strive to take the best care of our patients.
You know, the Pumas have been in minus field position for most of the game. This is probably the best field position they've had today. See if they can come out and do something with it.
Roland's going to fake the handoff inside, keeps it himself, looking to run it, got some pretty good room, makes a man miss, and the whistle blows pretty quickly as he's making a move inside the 40. Puma fans over here on this sideline not thrilled with that quick whistle, but it's all to protect the player. But Roland had eyes for the end zone on that one as he hit the edge.
Yeah, I thought he was going to be gone, but you're right. In a preseason game, you want to protect your quarterback because you're just starting the season. And we just said South Point's projected starter quarterback is not playing right now. So they're at number two as we get started in the season.
Yeah, Current's not a bad option to throw in there. Just if you've got to put somebody in a Current's like their best athlete, got all kinds of high major Division I, Power 5, SEC, Big Ten, you name it, he's got them, offers. But that's for his defensive play. They're just looking to find some way to get him on the field with the ball in his hands while they wait on McCullough to get ready. McMillan.
Well, the referee is going to mark him down because the defender did get his hand on him, so he's trying to mark him down on that play. I think he's going to let that happen.
I think there was a flag thrown in there somewhere, Coach, but I haven't seen it adjudicated or any indication that they're going to mark off any yardage. We'll wait on the call as they continue to discuss.
And you know, this is still, there are referees that are being trained in this game. So they have like a trainer. You have a white hat on the side. He's doing the training with the other referees.
And they will wave that flag off. So it'll be second down and 10 here. If you're on your way out here, still plenty of time to get out, catch lots of great high school football action. Remember to take a trip down to the Football City USA Tent Village, out just inside Constitution Boulevard, inside the stadium here. Lots of vendors and such. Set up a little screen pass. Roland throws it a little bit hot. Could not connect. Intended for Fedayeen Turner.
And, you know, that was a great screen setup, but Akeel Brown is putting so much pressure on the quarterback that he really can't get it out there like he wants it. South Point. You know, their defensive front, they've all been here, they've been playing, and they're going to be putting some pressure on some people this year. When you go back to the quarterback, you know, we're talking about Fat Jay, but you also, Daylon Duncan played quarterback last year, so they have a plethora of guys that they can put in that position.
It says second down on the field. I was thinking it was third down since the penalty was waved off, trying to stretch the play outside, and great pursuit there from the linebacking core of the Stallions coming in making the tackle. Limiting that to about a 2-yard gain. It'll set up, we'll say, second or third down and 8, waiting on them to flip the. They'll say third down and 8 now.
And that was 21, Darian Judge. And Darian Judge has been a ball hawk his whole life. Not a very big, but he gets to the ball. He is a rocket.
Roland going to take the snap, looking to throw over the middle. Got a man down there. Safety's collapsing around it. Receiver in the route, kind of running a little corner route there. Did not find the ball. It's intended for Jaden Clyburn, but just not looking towards the sun, but had trouble picking up that ball. It was pretty well thrown. There are also footsteps of two South Point Stallion defenders in there ready to make that a difficult grab.
Yeah, you had Zayden Carter and C.J. Wary, who both were around the ball, giving great protection. Of that route. You know, Palisade, you know, when he throws, and it's really good that the coach is getting quick passes out. He's not letting them sit back there because there's so much pressure coming.
So now it'll be fourth down, and we'll call it 9 yards to go. A minute 13 remain here in the opening half of action, and we're going to have whistles pre-snap once again. Did not see that the play clock ran out. We're going to have some motion here against Palisade, so that'll back it up, make it 4th and 14. I don't think we'll see the punt team come out. I think they're going to take a chance here and try to get into potentially field goal position or either take a shot down towards the end zone, pick up a first down, whatever they can to keep the ball out of South Point's hands at the moment.
Yeah, because he want, you know, at this point he's working on the mentality of his team for the rest of the year, and he don't want them to go down too far.
Rowland's got two receivers to his left, a running back to his left, one receiver to the near side. Immediate pressure right up the middle. He's able to escape. Going to look to throw it, and the whistle's going to blow. And Rowland looks a little bit perplexed about that one. But, boy, he didn't have any chance of getting that first down. That's a good whistle blow there. So 59 seconds remain here. South Point will take over with the ball at midfield. We'll see if they're going to try to put some more points up on the board. They lead 14-0.
And that pressure was coming from Akil Brown again. He's really got his name called many times today and letting everybody know that he's going to be a force to be reckoned with this year.
It'll be first down and 10 for the Stallions. Current still in at quarterback. A twin receiver set to each side and a running back to his right. He's been able to sit in that pocket really to his liking. He's going to throw it out quickly to that far sideline. Pass is complete out there across midfield and into Puma's territory down to 45. And believe the Stallions, they won't take a timeout. Clock will continue to run. They'll have to get on the ball quick. They've been doing it all night.
Yeah, that was number 10, Devin Davis, that came up and made that tackle for the Pumas.
Stallions try to get on quickly. Maybe time for two more plays, one after this. Currents takes a snap, a little pump fake, going to look to take a deep shot. He'll just sling this one out of bounds, stop the clock with 27.8 remaining. A little safety defense there from the Pumas. Had a lot of guys dropping into coverage and nowhere to go with the ball, so Currents just let it go. And it looks like we might get an intentional grounding call as he just let it fly towards the sideline. That's a difficult call there on the young man. He's throws it out of the sideline, maybe say he didn't get it near enough to a receiver, but he was not under any pressure.
Well, what was happening was Devin Davis was the corner, and he did not bite on that move that was put on by the receiver. Then you had a safety over the top. Jay Currents was trying to throw it and had to change the trajectory of the ball, and it wasn't near anybody, which was a smart thing to do instead of throwing an interception.
But rarely do you see a quarterback throw the ball out of bounds. It crosses the line of scrimmage in the, you know, yeah, on the same side of the field where a route is being run and have that called against him. Currents takes the snap, going to look to throw over the middle, through the hands of the intended receiver, and intercepted by the Pumas at the 40-yard line with 22.3 seconds to go.
That was number 20, Elijah Batchelor.
Thanks to Grant. That pass should have been caught. That was pretty well delivered there by Currents, but it had a lot of cheese on it. It was coming pretty quick. Just scooted right through his hands, popped up in the air, and the safety behind it was able to make the grab. There is a flag down on the near side of the field, so they'll give that a little discussion, and it looks like they finished up any talk about it. Still sorting it out. Penalty is against the Stallions. It'll be declined. It'll be Palisades ball. Only 22.3 seconds to do something with it, so they'll try to run some go routes here, see if they can hit a deep one.
Yeah, this is going to be interesting with 22 seconds. And, I mean, this is a challenge for the Pumas to be put in a situation like this against a pretty good defensive team and see what you can come up with out of this.
I'm interested to see. You know, Rowland really hasn't had any time in the backfield today to allow any routes to develop downfield. Now, knowing that you got to take a deep shot, can your offensive line hold up against this defensive line and linebacking core from the Stallions? I assume the Stallions are going to drop a bunch of guys, but when they bring four, they can still get to the quarterback on just about anybody that they play. So I imagine they'll be strapping those chin straps up and pinning those ears back coming after him.
And the Stallions rely on the speed. This defense is very fast, very quick, and they can move and get there to the ball. So we'll see what the Pumas come up with.
I might run a little draw right here if it's me. They're going to roll Rowland out of the pocket, but leave a man uncovered coming off the edge. Rowland does a nice job to step through and throws it right to a defensive back from the Stallions who steps in front of it, makes the interception. C.J. Wary with the pick.
And that's that quickness that they have in that on that whole defense, not just in the defensive backfield. The whole defense is extremely fast. I thought it was a good play to call, but he couldn't get the ball in the way he wanted it.
He's not, you know, rolling out to his right, not really able to set up and deliver that pass the way that he would like to, just trying to whip it downfield, willing to, you know, take a little bit of a chance there, given the time and distance that they had to get. But the Stallions will now take over with 16 seconds to go. Maybe time for, maybe a short pass over the middle to set up something where Kearns has the arm to be able to get it to the end zone. Don't know if he can, once he takes his drop here, if he'll be able to throw it 60 yards down to the end zone.
But this is one of them plays that you see, you get the practice on to get somebody else and see if you can make something happen.
Kearns takes a snap, drops back, got protection. Got to throw it down, got a man wide open, caught at the 20, 10, 5. Tackle made inside the 5-yard line, whistle blows. Stallions desperately trying to call timeout, and they get it. 8 seconds to go on the clock. We'll take a quick timeout while they set up this next play. You're listening to High School Football on the OTS Sports Network.
Quick.
That's how customers feel about the new Burns Tire and Quick Service Center.
I think it's great. When I pulled in, they told me about the new service. I thought, wow, this is going to be awesome.
The all-new Burns Tire and Quick Service Center is open. Cherry Road at I-77 next to Burns Chevrolet.
Quick.
You've asked for it, and KFC has delivered. It's the all-new Saucy Nuggets. Choose from our ever-popular Honey Barbecue and Korean Barbecue, or try out one of the three all-new flavors. Honey Garlic, a taste of honey and garlic with a kick of heat. Chipotle Ranch, a mildly spicy and smoky ranch sauce. Or our Mango Habanero, a mashup of fruity mango and spicy habanero. Get 10 nuggets for just $5.99 or upgrade to a combo with fries, a biscuit, and medium drink for only $9.99. It's the all-new Saucy Nuggets at your local KFC.
Need a new firearm for deer season? Nickel Store has over 4,000 in stock and the experts to make sure you're fitted properly.
We have got one of the largest selections in the Southeast. If we don't have it, you probably don't need it. We'll do our best to get it.
Nickel Store, I-77, Exit 73, Rock Hill.
Rock Hill Coca-Cola salutes the professional grillers and potluck pros. Whether you bake it, smoke it, stack it, or melt it, there's nothing more important than how you grill while serving an ice-cold Coca-Cola, Coke Zero Sugar, or Coke Light. When you serve your meals with a Coke, you know you've got a winner.
Stallions. First down and goal from the 5-yard line. 8 seconds on the clock. They may have time for two. I imagine they're going straight to the end zone here. Currents with two wide receivers to his left. Going to look that way. Fader out to the near side. Flag thrown in the corner. Nobody's looking back there. Referee saw something pre-snap that he flagged. Dropped it right as it was snapped. 4.7 on the clock. The fader out did not work out for the Stallions, but they do have enough time for an additional play pending the results of this penalty.
Yeah, that throw was just a little bit too late. Should have came before he came out of the break, but I think he was running his reads to see who was open. Pretty good situation to be in, though.
They're going to call offsides against the Stallions, so that'll back him up to the 10-yard line. Probably doesn't change anything at all about what you've got planned. Maybe have to run your routes at a little bit different depth here, but you know, they're not concerned about it being 5 yards or 10 yards. They just know that they have one play, one opportunity to get it to the end zone.
And that might be helping him. That might help him a little bit better because it gives him more room.
A little bit more spacing there between the defense. Yeah. Kind of spread things out a little bit. So now it'll be from the 10-yard line. Stallions with twin receiver sets to each side. Currents pump fakes. Now it gets pressure from the right side. Trying to scramble out of the pocket. Throws back in corner of the end zone, out of bounds. Catch made on that far sideline, but he was out of bounds. And we'll go to halftime here. Just a 5-minute halftime with a 14-0 Stallion lead. You're listening to High School Football on the OTS Sports Network.
Relax this summer with a promotional rate on select travel purchases with your Founders Federal Credit Union credit card. Now through August 31st, get 6.99% APR for 6 months on qualifying purchases, including airfare, hotels, restaurants, and cruise lines. Don't let interest rates slow you down this summer. Visit foundersfcu.com/travel to learn more. On March 1st, 2025, the promotional APR reverts to the effective APRs previously disclosed. Call 800-845-1614 for details about credit costs and terms. Membership qualification required.
Did you know that many people still experience pain years after a car wreck? So if you or someone you know has been in an accident, let's talk and take action now. I'm Forrest Wilkerson with the law offices of Wilkerson, Jones, and Wilkerson. We're big enough to fight, but small enough to care. FCWlaw.com.
$1,000
Send it down to Brown. Simpson on the field for the Founders Federal Credit Union kick for cash.
Thank you, Chet Tucker. We've got Stephen Ballinger is going to be kicking for $1,000, Stephen. And before you kick, I got to ask you, who's your favorite high school football team?
My one and only Northwestern Trojans.
The Northwestern Trojans is his favorite team. All right, Stephen, tee it up. Matt Harris is going to hold for you for 25 yards out. There we go. $1,000. All right, Stephen comes up just a little bit short, but Stephen, hop over here one at a time. Stephen, you're a little bit short, but for that effort, Founders Federal Credit Union is going to present you with a cooler, and also tomorrow is a big day for you. Tell everybody what it is.
Tomorrow's, of course, I'm going to turn 46, so I'm going to be an old man then.
46 years old. Congratulations, Stephen. Thanks for being out here tonight. Thanks for your support of high school football.
Hey, thank you very much, and go Trojans tonight.
There we go. Stephen Ballinger with a great effort. Comes up just a little bit short. Chet, back up to you.
Stay with us for more of the 7th Annual Football City USA Kickoff, powered by Champion Services here on the OTS Sports Network.
Hey, y'all. I'm John Warden with Champion Services. We've had the pleasure of serving you all for over 40 years with roofing, siding, windows, or any types of remodeling you may need. During this recent storm, it's brought about a bad element. Be safe at what you select your contractors. Reach out to us at 329-7898.
Nothing brings a community together like football. Cheering on the team. You'll find that same community spirit at Toyota of Rock Hill. Our team works hard to give you a championship experience every time you visit. ToyotaRockHill.com, located minutes from uptown at exit 79.
This is Benny Etter. No matter how you sing it, we love that you're singing our jingle.
No matter what the weather,
AirTech makes it better.
No matter what the weather,
call AirTech Heating and Air.
803-327-7100.
Why join the Y?
For strong, confident kids.
For connected, healthy families.
For a sense of belonging.
And for a brighter future.
Join the YMCA of Upper Palmetto now at ymcaup.org.
Nichols Store is restocked with safes in all sizes.
I'm talking about the Centurion 30-minute fire protection safes that's perfect for closets and upstairs. And we've even got the big 64, 65-gun safes that you can put out there in the garage.
Nichols Store, I-77, exit 73, Rock Hill.
I'm Dr. Alex with Burrow, Welchel, and Culp Orthodontics. And we know that braces are a big decision. Our doctors will always listen and offer honest advice because to us, you're not just a patient, you're family. Your first consult is free, so check out BWC Orthodontics.
Hey, y'all, I'm John Warden with Champion Services. We've had the pleasure of serving you all for over 40 years with roofing, siding, windows, or any types of remodeling you may need. During this recent storm, it's brought about a bad element. Be safe at what you select your contractors. Reach out to us at 329-7898.
About 1 minute away from kickoff here at the Football City USA kickoff, 7th annual. We had the South Point Stallions jump out quickly to a 14-0 lead over the Palisades Pumas. And, Coach, what did you like what you saw there from the Stallions?
Well, the Stallions, they look pretty efficient on what they're doing. I know they're trying to figure out some adjustments, especially when we talked about with Jazavian Currents. Now it's starting quarterback, and I know they would rather have him as a receiver and as a defender, but he did a great job, great throws and everything. Defensively, I thought they were very good. That defensive front, which is very experienced, and then the defensive linebackers and defensive backs, they're not that big, but they're extremely quick. They did a great job.
Well, we've got the teams out on the field. They're getting ready. Just a quick little intermission here. We'll have two running clock 10-minute quarters, a third and fourth quarter, to keep us on schedule here as we move throughout the night. I saw the Trojan buses pull up and see the Dutch Fork crowd down to our right as well. We will step aside one more time. Stay with us for more of the 7th Annual Football City USA Kickoff, powered by Champion Services here on the OTS Sports Network.
At Burns Chevrolet, you'll find the largest selection of new and used Chevys and a highly qualified team of certified technicians providing everything from routine maintenance to complex repairs. Burns Chevrolet, I-77 and Cherry Road in Rock Hill. Together, let's drive at burnschevrolet.com.
Rock Hill Coca-Cola has supported high school sports for over a century. And at the same time, Coca-Cola has quenched the taste buds of fans throughout York County. Whether you're listening on the radio or attending a game in person, grab an ice cold Coca-Cola today and enjoy.
Is your child struggling in school? Do you know a student 16 to 19 years of age who has dropped out, lacks discipline, or is on a destructive path? Then give the Will Lou Gray Opportunity School a try. The military-style school provides an alternative education to young adults in need of a second chance by offering academic instruction by state-certified teachers and job-based training. Students live on campus during the 14-week program, which is virtually free. For more information, contact 803-896-6480 or at willlugray.org.
Start of the second half here at District 3 Stadium. Chet Tucker, Coach Perry Sutton, South Point Stallions kicking off towards Constitution Avenue. Palisades will field that inside the 5-yard line. It'll be blown dead. They'll begin their first possession of the second half, trailing 14 to nothing, and they'll get the ball at the 30-yard line.
There was number 4, Federian Turner, that caught the ball on that kickoff. So now we get ready and see if what kind of adjustments that the Stallions and the Pumas are going to make, because the Pumas should be making some adjustments on trying to figure out how to move the ball against this extremely fast South Point Stallions football team.
Man, if you're sitting at home right now listening to us, we certainly appreciate it. But I tell you what, you are missing out on an amazing August afternoon to be watching high school football. We've done this a couple of times when it's been oppressive heat out there, but there's a nice breeze outside. It's only about 85 degrees out there right now. Huge crowd on hand already as teams start to roll in, or fans start to roll in for the second game as well. So we've got a great, great night in store for you. So come on down and see us. Palisades hands it off inside. Nothing doing. Right back to the line of scrimmage and no further. It's a handoff inside, going nowhere.
Yeah, he ran into Bryson Bubb again. And he's just controlling whatever side he is on. The Pumas have just got to figure out a way on how to block these front 4 or front 5 linebackers, and included that of the Stallions.
So it'll be a change at quarterback position. It'll be the freshman Zayden Paylor in for Palisades. A little change in that cadence between he and Roland, and the Stallions jump into the neutral zone, so they'll pick up a free 5 yards.
And you know, the Stallions, like, they're going to be trying to be more disciplined this year. So if you jump off sides, then you are coming back off the ball.
So it'll be second down and 5.
I kept moving, and everyone kept moving around.
Paylor. A good-sized freshman, man. I tell you what, he certainly doesn't look like he's a ninth grader. He's going to whip it out to the left side, overthrows his intended receiver, but it's got a little bit of an arm on him as well.
Yeah, but, you know, it's one thing to throw, but when you have that pressure coming in, and he had 3 of them in his face, especially as quick and the size that those guys have on, it's a little difficult to be pinpoint accurate on that. So he's going through an adjustment period coming out there now.
It's certainly, you know, this is his first reps at that, the high school level, being able to get really in a game environment with a big crowd on hand. So certainly probably a lot of bright potential to look forward to for the young man, but tough situation to step into, running clock down 14, going against a perennial power out of South Carolina. Hey, Lord. Tries to catch a snap. He's going to fumble it, but picks it up, and he's got a lot of room. Has enough for the first down, and will slide down across the 45-yard line. It'll be enough for a first down. Heads-up play there by the young man.
Hey, he's a smart youngster, too, because instead of going out there, and even though they know they can't hit him right now, for him to go down and slide down was very smart.
I don't know if you watch Hard Knocks, but you know, you get to the NFL level, they were working with Caleb Williams, number 1 overall pick, and the entire quarterback room on teaching them how to slide. He looked like a pro.
Right. And most a good many of the NFL football players don't know how to slide correctly.
Hand off inside, and once again, right when you get to the line of scrimmage, you take a face mask full of shut helmets right into the chest as that hole closes up very quickly. I mean, no gain on the play.
And leading the charge that time was Jaquan Neely that stopped it. And I mean, we'll call the first name, but you got 2 or 3 more that's coming They're doing South Point's doing a great job on that defensive front.
It's going to be hard when they get into the film room and try to cut this up and identify, you know, how many solo tackles each player had, because there's not a whole lot of solo tackles going on, a lot of silver hats to that ball. 4 minutes remain on a moving clock. Snap back to Paylor's on the ground. Still on the ground. Stallions are going to fall on it and recover it. Looked like that snap didn't even get in the air. I don't know if the center was expecting Paylor to be under center or not, but he tried to snap it back, and it only went back about a yard, rolling on the ground. Paylor tried to pick it up, could not grab it. And the Stallions come up with it.
First of all, it was the pressure from that front four of the Stallions coming, and then also Zaheem Love came up with the recovery. So it was just the young quarterback was put in a difficult situation, and it's a learning time for him.
And these quarters get moving fast. We're already halfway done. Got 3 minutes, 15 seconds. It only stops for injuries and timeouts. So after the turnover, clock keeps moving. It's first down and 10 for the Stallions. Ball at the Palisades 41-yard line. Currents is done for the day. Be a new quarterback in. He'll whip it out. First pass complete over on that far sideline. Nice little jump stop and able to get down that sideline. Excellent move to pick up additional yards. I believe that quarterback on the play there was Kamari Barber, sophomore quarterback for the Stallions.
Yeah, Kamari had a great year last year as a ninth grade quarterback. I told you, they have a plethora of quarterbacks that they can put in there, and they do a fabulous job. So, you know, they have the luxury that a lot of teams don't have. And plus, when you got the blocking that they've experienced tonight, it really helps a young quarterback become better.
A flag came in on the play at the very end, kind of right where the tackle was made. Looks like they're going to get downfield holding against the Stallions. It'll be 10 yards from the spot of the foul, so the catch was made and run inside the 20. Flag dropped right on about the 20-yard line, so it looks like they'll back this up to about the 30-yard line, and it'll be first down and 10 for the Stallions there.
Yeah, that was unfortunate for the Stallions that had somebody downfield blocking. It was very fortunate for the Pumas and that they get to move the ball back some.
But you talk about, you know, when you're going to have this quick passing game and stretch the field side to side, it's so important that the receivers that are out in routes become good blockers, because you don't have those offensive linemen that are pulling around and getting up to that second level. You depend so much on your receivers to be critical in that passing game.
Yeah.
Well, same formation here for the Stallions. They're going to hand this one off inside, bouncing it out, but wrapped up right away was, let's see, that's Tyquan Bryce on the carry. May have spun forward for a yard or two, but not much further.
And that was Kendrick Davis playing linebacker that came and made that stop. And that's what, you know, that's what the Pumas want to see. They want to see some people step up and start. And, you know, right now, really, they've been shutting down the Stallions' running game. The Stallions only ran about three or four times. They've been doing a good job of shutting it down, though.
Be a second down and about 7 yards here for the Stallions. Pre-snap whistles. They'll shut it down as the pass is going to be caught. Two players fighting for it. There were whistles prior to the snap. It looked like the Puma came away with it. It was called initially by the Stallion out in the route. Kind of dual possession down into the end zone, but when they unpiled the bodies, Palisades had it.
Yeah, Palisades kind of would have wanted that ball to go through so they'd have possession of an interception.
Can't decline that pre-snap penalty. The whistle was blown. That's why it was a little bit lackadaisical in that backfield. So that'll back it up 5 yards. It'll be second down and about 11. And that likely will be the last play of the third quarter, as the clock is at 7 seconds and moving. They're going to try to get it off quickly. Step into the line. 3, 2, 1. Just got it off. Going to fire it out right side. Not a whole lot doing out there for Duncan. He's going to be shoved out of bounds. No gain on the play. It'll be fourth quarter when we return. You're listening to High School Football on the OTS Sports Network.
Did you know that many people still experience pain years after a car wreck? So if you or someone you know has been in an accident, let's talk and take action now. I'm Forrest Wilkerson with the law offices of Wilkerson, Jones, and Wilkerson. We're big enough to fight, but small enough to care. FCWlaw.com.
Hey, y'all. I'm John Warden with Champion Services. We've had the pleasure of serving you all for over 40 years.
with roofing, siding, windows, or any types of remodeling you may need. During this recent storm, it's brought about a bad element. Be safe at what you select your contractors. Reach out to us at 329-7898.
Nothing brings a community together like football. Cheering on the team. You'll find that same community spirit at Toyota of Rock Hill. Our team works hard to give you a championship experience every time you visit. ToyotaRockHill.com, located minutes from uptown at exit 79.
Hi, this is your hometown dentist, Dr. Teague. Just like these two teams strive to be the best, we at Crystal Teague Dental strive to take the best care of our patients. We are now accepting new patients. Make your appointment today at CrystalTeagueDMD.com.
Nichols Store can make sure the dove and deer hunters have what they need for a successful hunt.
We've got the guys on staff that want to make sure that you are ready to get to the woods or the field and have a great outdoor adventure.
Let's take it outside at Nichols Store, I-77, exit 73, Rock Hill.
This is Benny Etter.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
If your heating and air conditioning system is over 10 years old, why not invest in a new modern unit and immediately save up to 40% on your energy costs?
Call AirTech Heating and Air.
Start of the fourth quarter here. We'll send it down to Lucas McFadden, host of Palmetto Mornings, down there with Toyota of Rock Hill.
Hey, guys. Yeah, we've got Bryant and Anthony and Patty Mercer, all from Toyota of Rock Hill. Bryant, let's start with you. What is so special about being out here at the football kickoff?
They get to see the kids put on the show, compete against this North and South. You know, and then it's good also because a lot of people don't know this, but Rock Hill was trying to add more officials. So this actually helps the fundraisers be able to add more officials to make sure that games go correctly, especially in the playoffs, because that's very important. You know, kids trying to get into college, so it's pretty big.
And, Patty, it's great to have you back out here. Football, you love football. It's your love language.
Oh, yeah, and I'm so talented with knowing everything about the sport. But I will tell you this. It's an awesome opportunity to get out and see the community behind the teams because they are out here along with you guys, and it gets you pumped up for football.
All right, guys, I'm going to send it back to you, but Patty might be joining you in the booth pretty soon.
We'd love to have her. Welcome. We had a couple of passes there complete by the Stallions, able to pick up a first down.
Thank you so much.
They are set up now second down and about six at the 15-yard line. Yeah, fake handoff inside. Barber pushes it around that left side, and it's going to be blown dead as he has contact made. So quickly now it's third down for the Stallions. Going to lose about a yard and a half, maybe 2 yards on the play. It'll set up about third and seven, Coach.
And that play was read very well by the Pumas. I want to say that's probably one of their best defensive plays of the night, where they just shut down that quarterback keeper.
I like a little double move here. You've been working the ball so hard with those quick passes. Just set that up, run one of those guys who's normally blocking on a little route up the corner. Give Barber a chance to put it in the air. They're going to set up that little screen, run a man off of it, try to hit Duncan down just past the first down sticks and cannot come away with it. So the field goal team will come on for the Stallions. It'll be Cartarelli in to attempt a field goal. Ball spotted right now at the 15. Looks like about a 32-yard field goal attempt.
You know, the Stallions hadn't really established the run. Their passing game really looked good this evening. But they really have not established the run. Now, that might be by design, because these games you don't want to show too much because you're playing teams or you got teams looking at you that are going to be playing during the year.
Lorenzo Cartarelli on to attempt. 32-yard field goal. No pressure coming through. Kick is up. Splits the uprights and is good. Stallions on top, 17-0, with 7 minutes, 20 seconds to go here. Stay with us for more of the 7th Annual Football City USA Kickoff, powered by Champion Services here on the OTS Sports Network.
The YMCA of Upper Palmetto has a story to tell.
It's not only good for your physical well-being, but it's also good for your mind, body, and spirit.
Your story begins today. Go to ymcaup.org.
Do it. You won't regret it.
Hey, y'all, I'm John Warden with Champion Services. We've had the pleasure of serving you all for over 40 years with roofing, siding, windows, or any types of remodeling you may need. During this recent storm, it's brought about a bad element. Be safe at what you select your contractors. Reach out to us at 329-7898.
It's always pleasant. I mean, quick in and out.
That's exactly how customers feel after going through Burns Tire and Quick Service Center.
Everybody that comes around, you need anything, always constantly asking anything else we can do for you.
Burns Tire and Quick Service Center. Cherry Road at I-77 next to Burns Chevrolet.
Relax this summer with a promotional rate on select travel purchases with your Founders Federal Credit Union credit card. Now through August 31st, get 6.99% APR for 6 months on qualifying purchases, including airfare, hotels, restaurants, and cruise lines. Don't let interest rates slow you down this summer. Visit foundersfcu.com/travel to learn more. On March 1st, 2025, the promotional APR revert to the effective APRs previously disclosed. Call 800-845-1614 for details about credit costs and terms. Membership qualification required.
I'm Dr. Alex with Burrow, Welchel, and Culp Orthodontics, and we know that braces are a big decision. Our doctors will always listen and offer honest advice because to us, you're not just a patient, you're family. Your first consult is free, so check out bwcortho.com.
.534 to go on the game clock here. The South Point Stallions on top, 17-0 over the Palisades Pumas. We know we mentioned kind of at the start of this, Coach, that Palisades just, you know, one of those programs new into football. It's a new construction high school. I think this is their third season in action. Difficult season last year. Really trying to build that tradition, and they've got a great model across the field for them in South Point and how they were able to build that in a football-rich town.
Yeah, and it's they just set up a really nice play, though.
Yeah, Paylor delivers a screen pass, and that's complete. Nearly breaking it out was the tailback. He's had a nice it's Fedeem Turner with the reception. Going to pick up a first down out towards midfield. They're going to mark him down at the 45-yard line. But we've seen a couple of times where the Pumas have been able to take advantage of that rush, particularly coming off this near side. That's number 13, Seth Tillman, getting that big body up and his hands up in the air. But both Roland and now Paylor are able to get the ball over the top to the running back, to Turner, and he's been able to turn up, pick up some good yardage.
And this is another set of defensive linemen for the Stallions to tell you that they have a lot of people that they can play.
Set it up, and I'll take it for you. Paylor takes a snap, going to roll to his right, pressure coming from the backside, tries to whip it out. Tended receiver over there, Hudson Nolden, unable to pull it in. Nolden, one of the captains for the Pumas.
And Seth Tillman kind of held up instead of went and hit the quarterback, which is very respectful in him. Now, in the real game, that wouldn't happen.
One of those ones that's kind of been iffy or not of when these officials are going to blow the play dead. We've seen both teams feel a little bit hard done by great athletic plays by the quarterbacks, but we've also seen one that they let play and a quarterback get smacked.
Yes, I did. Toyota Rock Hill.
Okay, that's fine. Huh?
Oh, what a catch.
Throw over the middle is completed.
And that was a heck of a catch by Hudson Holden, or Hudson Nolden of the Pumas. He went up with a man draped over him and brought that in. Now he's coming off the sideline. It might have been a feeling a little bit of it, but you know, that was a great job to move the ball. And I think this is the best field position that they've had.
Yeah, certainly. It's the largest march into Stallion territory that we've seen all night. So ball down to the Stallion 37-yard line. Paylor trying to get a little something going. Want to take something into that week zero action next week as they take on West Charlotte. Pass thrown out towards that sideline, incomplete.
And that was number 41 who was on the coverage. That's the young man we don't have listed on our roster. But the ball was thrown nice. It was just went through the hands of the receiver.
So it'll be second down and 10 here from about the 36-yard line, 37-yard line. They'll back it up a yard. Clock continues to move, 2 minutes, 30 seconds. Boy, these second halves really fly by. Yeah. You get that clock ticking, no stoppages even after scores. So it's 10 minutes of real-time football. You've got two teams here with very, very high expectations in the Northwestern Trojans and the Dutch Fork Silver Foxes, both teams with plans to be in Columbia that first weekend in December with championship opportunities on the line. And this is really an opportunity for everybody in the state to kind of see where they fall. These teams have been going through preseason just knocking heads with everybody. They won by a combined 105-6 over two opponents, Spartanburg and Burns, just this past week in scrimmages. Northwestern won 56-0 and a 49-6 win for Dutch Fork. So both of these teams have lots of expectations from around the state and are looking to prove that tonight. Paylor going to take a shot, gets a little hit to him, ball's lofted up in the air, both players go up for it. Ball's knocked away. It'll bring up fourth down.
And that was Darian Judge on the coverage. He's, not only is he hitting the holes and taking care of people up on the line, but he's also doing a great job of coverage. And as you said, that game between Northwestern and Dutch Fork, many of the state consider that the game to watch tonight across the state of South Carolina.
And with both teams being in 5A but in different classifications, going to be their only chance to meet this season. So if there's any bragging rights to be had by those two teams, it's going to have to come away on the field tonight. With the changes that we've seen here in the way that's broken down, Paylor's going to step up in the pocket, going to be wrapped up and brought down on fourth down, and that'll likely be the last offensive play. Don't know if the Stallions will get out and try to run a play here with 34 seconds and a moving clock. Coach, I really enjoyed it. Great way for you and I to kick off the 80th season of high school football on the OTS Sports Network. You know, it's great to be out here, and of course, you know, the excitement continues to build as we look forward towards next week.
Well, let me give Zay Joseph his props because he made that last sack. But yes, football season is back. I know you have to give other sports their props, but there's nothing like football, and there's nothing like high school football.
We are certainly excited. Final score here from District 3 here at kickoff in Football City, USA. South Point Stallions 17, the Palisade Pumas 0. You're listening to High School Football on the OTS Sports Network. Thanks for joining us.
At the Rhett Rutland Agency, being there is important. This is Rhett Rutland in Rock Hill, and a good report card could mean a good insurance rate from State Farm. Contact my office today at 985-1330 to see if you qualify for the Good Student Discount. Visit RhettRutland.com.